Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio and to protect life, liberty, and property. It's all in the tradition of our founders. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We call it the rule of law, the blueprint for liberty. And we believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use coming your way. Now, without further ado, we want to do a recap of yesterday's incredible show, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com or on your Roku player as well. We had our guest on, Mr. John Drew, campaignforliberty.org. And John Drew was a wonderful gentleman filling in for Lowell Nelson, who was sick. And John lives up in the Cache Valley area in the state of Utah. And he happens to be a city council member in the, what do they call it? Providence, not Rhode Island, but Providence, Utah, city council. He has been spearheading Campaign for Liberty meetings for over a year. And John has little patience with the professional do-gooders who want to run around and spend taxpayer money all the time. Boy, do I agree with him. Anyway, transparent.utah.gov is a website John pointed us to. Transparent.utah.gov. If you don't have one of these in your state, you need to push hard for one. It's transparency on what bureaucrats are spending money on. Is it perfect? Far from. Is it a step in the right direction? Without a doubt. The solution is the power of one, says John. He actually uses different words, but he makes the same point that I do, that you think an individual can't make a difference, you're dead wrong. One standing up, then two, then the few. Oh, then we start to take America back. That was all hour one with Mr. John Drew. Hour two, we talked about the news. Sam and Kurt, we talked about these two stories. An attorney says the men are okay to ride their ATVs in the canyon there in Utah. But oh no, the county commissioner was found guilty in illegal ATV protest rides. We talked about that. We talked about how Hillary Clinton's, she can do whatever she wants, don't care about the law. Eric Holder can break the law. Lois Lerner, IRS commissioner, can break the law. Barack Obama can run around and be an illegal alien. Bureaucrats everywhere can run around and break the law. But, oh, no, if you want to try to ride your ATV, book them, Dano. Book them. All right, the number of Republicans officially running for president is set to double this week. I guess our good buddy Ben Carson announced yesterday, Carly Fiorina and Mike Huckabee, they're both set to follow suit and announce today. Six candidates, not a single one of them, Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, or any other, quote, insider. Are all these people really outsiders? Are they early runners? Do they stand a chance? Will they all have their surge like 2008, 2012, where they just simply flash in the pan and then go away? Time will tell. Keep your eye on the ball. Do they have any good ideas? We'll talk about it. Rick Santorum says if Bruce Jenner says he's a woman, well, then he's a woman, by golly. Well, I hate to be very rude, but Rick, you couldn't be more wrong if you tried. Sam Bushman says if Bruce Jenner says he's a woman, then he's either a liar or he's deceived. He can take his pick, but he ain't a woman. God made him a man, and, well, who can trump God? I know man tries to on a daily basis, but good luck with that failed plan of action, just saying. Curfew's over, thank heavens. Baltimore returns to business of doing business. Will it be disaster in Baltimore? Time will tell. We talked about David A. Clark Jr. He says that the Freddie Gray scenario is kind of like the lacrosse case all over again. Is that right? Is it just like Duke and lacrosse?
Duke, yeah. The
Duke University
is
lacrosse.
Duke and then yeah. Lacrosse, yeah.
Yeah, lacrosse is a sport, Kurt. Duke is a university. And David A. Clark Jr. is a black man standing up for the truth.
Yes, he is.
And it's all very strange how that all works. And he says it's basically the whole idea has nothing to do with sports and has nothing to do with universities. It has to do with this idea that we all jump on the bandwagon and, what, forget about that someone's innocent until proven guilty kind of an idea.
Exactly.
And we got to make sure that doesn't happen to the police, to Mr. Gray, to anybody in America. And that's the point. Set aside black, white, any of those things. Hey, we got to get the facts, just the facts, ma'am. GoFundMe for Freddie Gray officers removed after 41 minutes. If that's not guilty until proven innocent, I don't know what is. Disappointed in GoFundMe, by the way. What was that rumble you say? Officials are confirming a 4.2 magnitude earthquake hitting Michigan. Is it man-made? Is it the wickedness of people violating God's laws the problem? Nobody talks about that. They want to just say it's all fracking, right? All right, I don't know how to respond to this, but Dateline Calgary, Canada, they got these deals where you can rent out your home to other people. And the when you rent out your home, then there's supposed to be these companies that kind of broker the deal. Make sure everybody's cool. Make sure when you rent out your home to people, it'll be okay. It's kind of an Airbnb or air bread and bed and breakfast is kind of the idea. Well, I guess these people returned to find their homes decimated after a drug-induced orgy. And that's a big old problem. Be careful when you rent out your home to strangers, folks. Just saying. But again, it just points to the immorality of our nation. All-female Smith College to accept, quote, transgender applicants. Whatever that means, I guess if he's a woman. I mean, if he says he's a woman, he's a woman. Kind of an idea. All-female Smith College to accept transgender applicants. So, Kurt, you could go to Smith now, my friend. Whacked out is all get out. One of the great Christian leaders, Mr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family, says, we're seeing the fallout of Western civilization at hand. We're melting down, says James Dobson. That's my words to his point. He's right. We are melting down. We're not melting down because we have to. It's because we choose to turn our back on God and on the moral code. The Pentagon, for example, is accused of withholding sex crime information. The Pentagon withholding sex crime information. Remember, the Pentagon's the people running around going, "Hey, we can't have this rape culture going on in the military." And then we find out they're just funding Viagra left and right, and now they're covering up sex crimes. Don't worry, get that guy that rode his ATV in the special place where he broke off four-leaf clovers. Okay. The latest on the Nepal quake, they say. Death toll climbs past 8,000. Our prayers are with those people. It's horrible. But again, is there any link to the disobedience to the commandments of the Almighty Creator? Just wondering. Michael Bloomberg mulls $5 billion bid for the New York Times. Is the New York Times worth $5 billion, ladies and gentlemen? Well, Michael Bloomberg, as big of an idiot as I think he is, at least he understands one thing. He who owns the media makes the rules. The American people could buy that thing in about 2 seconds if we all got together and stood for something. But no, we'll just run around and complain and get fat while Michael Bloomberg and the likes of those groups take over the world, it seems. Liberian woman appears to have contracted Ebola. I guess she had sex with a survivor. And I don't even know how to respond to that exactly, except just to say that it wasn't her husband. Now, I know a lot of people want to ignore this, but the fact is, it wasn't her husband. Morality, ladies and gentlemen, what? Go thy way and sin no more, said the Savior. Who condemneth thee? All right, I'm not here to condemn anybody. I am here to tell you that we need to obey God's commandments if we want his protection and blessings. I'm telling you that right now. Venezuela, good news for those folks, I guess. They raised minimum wage. What? They got raging inflation going on down there, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess they're going to raise it 30%. So, you know, everybody's going to get rich. If you want to get rich, just move to Venezuela. Not. It's crazy. Like Kurt wisely says, why don't we just pay everybody $100 an hour? Everybody just be flashing $100 bills all over, wouldn't they? All right. I guess they got an RFID blocking wallet now. That will take care, make sure no one can digitally steal your deal, right? All right. America's police will fight the next riot with what they call stink bombs. The new stink bombs are called Skunk. They were developed by the Israelis back in 2008. And I guess these things are horrible. They kind of smell like human death, mixed with some other things, and they say it's brutal. Well, as the riots crank up in America, their cops are going to use skunk to disperse the crowds. And you think it's no problem, but it's rather toxic, to say the least. And so you can expect that happening. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live. Tell all your friends, LibertyRoundtable.com or on your Roku player, look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio Channel. Live and on-demand radio talk shows at your fingertips free. But if you want to donate, click on Help Us Grow. We could use every penny you give us. We'll use it to grow our presence in the media. We're taking on the mainstream press like never before because he who owns the media absolutely makes the rules. Liberty Roundtable Live in your favorite talk station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news just gets weirder by the second. A U.S. Air Force general went to court, okay, Kurt? And he's been forced to step down. Why? He made inappropriate comments at what they call a disciplinary hearing. It was a disciplinary hearing, and I guess he made the wrong statement, Kurt. He was talking about a couple of his officers, Kurt. And I guess he said that his two officers, Kurt, were drunker than 10,000 Indians. Fired, gone, stepped down, you're done. Are you allowed to say that, Kurt? just, you know, drunker than 10,000 Indians? You can't say that.
How does the whole freedom of speech thing
work? Well, it doesn't work here, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Nuts on parade. Crazy. Okay, now, I don't think the choice of words was the best because it kind of mocks the Indians, but drunker than 10,000 Indians. It's actually kind of a funny phrase, and I don't mean to be insensitive about it. I'm just saying we have phrases in our society. Like, have you ever heard drunker than a skunk, Kurt?
Drunk as a skunk? And I've not heard of too many skunks, you know,
that get drunk.
You know, uniting and getting upset.
Not only that,
about
what
it.
If they're federally protected skunks that you're making fun of and saying, acting like
that's
they're
exactly
getting drunk?
Right.
Now, I've seen in the movies and stuff like that sometimes, like deer or moose or, you know, that kind of stuff will get drunk. Sometimes animals will get drunk. Like, let's say they're out in the country and somebody's making alcohol or something like that. And somehow animals get into it and then pretty soon, hey, all the sheep are drunk or the whatever, right? You ever seen that, Kurt? Something like that happen?
Okay.
So all I'm telling you is that, you know, did the guy really mean harm? Here's the point. It's a phrase often used. Did the guy really mean to attack Indians? Was it really racist against the red men? Wait, can I say Redskins? Was it really racist, Kurt? Was it really an attempt to be abusive, mean-spirited to the Indians? Or was it just a phrase? Drunker than 10,000 Indians, man. Anyway, he had to resign over the comment in court. So let me get this straight. This guy cannot make that comment. This other guy cannot ride his ATV. I mean, those guys are criminals to the highest order. But buddy, Hillary Clinton, all good. Barack Obama, no problem. Harry Reid lies about how he got beat up, no problem. Bill Clinton lies about sex, no problem. Government runs drugs, no problem. We have Operation Fast and Furious where people die, no problem. You suggest somebody's drunker than 10,000 Indians, and man, you are absolutely gone for your insensitivity. Now, I think we ought to have people go to sensitivity training, Kurt. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, have you ever heard somebody say, well, I better not even say that. All right, let's move along. I guess the United States is going to be bracing for summer race riots, Kurt. It's going to be called the Summer of Race Riots. Yeah. Did you know, Kurt, that an American citizen is killed every 8 hours, every day, 365 days a year, Kurt? Most of them you don't even hear about, but you're going to hear about more of them. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, you can't talk about cops getting donuts, Kurt. If you did that, you'd have to resign your position, my friend. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't you dare talk about cops eating donuts. That's a stereotype. It's unfair. It's insensitive. It doesn't matter that it's true. By the way, I've eaten donuts with cops. I have no problem with cops eating donuts. Do you, Kurt?
No, I'd say that would be
under one condition.
Probably helping the economy, right?
Under one condition, Kurt. That I'm not paying for it.
Yes.
Just saying. Baltimore riots, now they say, point to failure of gun control laws, Kurt. So we got failure of gun control laws, riots in Baltimore, riots in Ferguson. We're expecting riots this summer. American citizens killed basically three times a day by cops. 96% of Americans, Kurt, expect more civil unrest in U.S. cities this summer. Economic collapse gave me the details, but it turns out that according to a brand new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, 96% of all Americans believe there'll be greater civil unrest this summer. That means 4% will believe things will be fine. Kurt, you can't get Americans 96% to agree on anything these days. But you can when it comes to the fact that they believe we're going to have trouble this summer, Kurt. Now, you know how the government wants to anticipate criminals and call a criminal before they're ever even a criminal, Kurt?
Yep.
Did you understand all that?
A little bit.
You know how the government wants to call a criminal before they're even a criminal, right?
Yep.
They want to stop criminality before it ever even becomes criminalized.
Well, you know, it's your thoughts. I mean,
So if we know race riots are going to happen this summer, Kurt, right? If we know it's going to just get belligerent and crazy, then two things should happen. One, we could stop them before they ever do it if we believe in the lies that that's possible. And then that's even advantageous, even if it was possible. But furthermore, if we know it's going to happen, instead of trying to become the thought police and figure it out before anybody does anything wrong, well, you could have figured out that Barack was illegal and that he was going to run for the White House. We could have stopped him. You know what I'm talking about? But set that aside for a moment. My question, Kurt, is this. Is there a way to avoid these race riots and this problem in the first place? In other words, do we have to go down this road? Is this a kind of like a predestination, a foregone conclusion that we're going to have race riots this summer and that there's nothing you can do about it? It's just going to happen. And it's like, hey, it's already in motion, and there's no really way to prevent it or stop it or do anything about it. And who should play what role in how to prevent it, Kurt? Do you have any ideas on this? I've got a couple ideas I want to get into that I think are really important. Any ideas on this?
What role that who could play? Society should?
Well, who?
Okay.
In other words, look, does the lesbian in Nevada have a role to play, Kurt?
Seems like everybody has a role to play in trying to...
Couldn't agree more.
You know, basically live the commandments of God and getting closer to, you know, basically being a civilized society, doing the right things.
Yeah, I agree. Now, if there's problems in America, Kurt, which we all agree that there are, what should be done about it is the first question for the average individual. Okay? And I'm submitting to you, Kurt, that if you're running around all night and you intend to do harm and violence to get your point across, we're going to have riots. And if the mayors of the nation and others run around and go, we're going to give you room to destroy, we're going to endorse your actions, then, buddy, it's going to escalate. Okay? It's going to increase. We're going to have more of it. And when 96% of the American people believe there'll be more of it, it's obvious why. I believe it's the actions of our leaders. It's the actions of our military. And you say, what? Sam, the military's not? Yeah, they are. The National Guard's involved, folks. Well, they're involved when it comes to escalation. They're not involved when it comes to de-escalation. Sorry, I don't know what my word problems are today. Anyway, what I'm saying is that I believe a lot of people have a role. We the people have a role in terms of our own actions, right? And the actions of those with whom we are associated and have responsibility for. Now, can I control Kurt? Can I force him not to riot? No, I can't. But I can certainly use my, I don't know if I dare say this, my kind, gentle disposition to encourage Kurt not to riot and go ballistic. I can and I should. So we all have our, what they call, circle of influence, and we all have the ability to influence each other. We need to influence each other not to do these kinds of things. But I submit to you that our leaders have a great role. They can lead us into wickedness if they choose. I pray they do not. Where does it start? What can we do? That, I think, is what we ought to be focused on if we want to stop these things from occurring before they ever happen. And we don't even have to be governmental thought police and track everybody's moves to find that out. I got an idea or three. Here we go.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor Score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about?
Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys and get your products and services from Joyce Riley and the Power Mall. We're partners with them and grateful for their support, and we want you to do business with us, the good guys. Thepowermall.com. Incredible deals. Ask about them. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, and please do it today. All right, I'm taking off the gloves. 96% of Americans expect more civil unrest in the United States over the summer. All right? Now, do we just sit back and watch in what? What do they call that, Kurt? Abject horror? Running around going, oh my gosh, we're going to have civil unrest. It's going to be a total meltdown. It's going to be crazy. And act like there's nothing we can do about it? Is that how the world works? I don't think so. You know, our guest yesterday talked about the power of one. And we have our own spheres of influence, if you will, our own circle of influence, our friends, our family, our loved ones. If we happen to be talk show hosts, or if we happen to be authors, columnists, or then we have even a bigger sphere of influence. I'm not trying to tell anybody I'm a rock star, but I am saying hopefully I can influence more people than just the people that I personally know well. And I don't believe we ought to just sit back in horror going, oh my gosh, the world's going to melt down and there's nothing I can do about it. Can I solve it myself? No. But can I have a tremendous difference on the outcome? Yes. And the greater my sphere of influence, the greater, quote, I don't want to say star status, because to me it's not about being a star. But the more influence I have, the greater responsibility. I'm going to say that again. The greater responsibility I have to point people in the right direction. That's why I do believe Jade Helm 15 is a problem. But I don't believe we ought to go ballistic and crazy about it. I do believe there will be probably riots in the streets, and they'll escalate, in my opinion, the attack on the American people. That'll happen, but we don't need to panic and freak. What we need to do is encourage people to go home, stay home, and not riot in the streets, but to take our country back peacefully. Okay? But I believe the media and our political leaders have some of the greatest effect of all. And I believe that we need to encourage people not to riot in the streets, Kurt. And I believe that we can really change this game. We don't need to get in people's heads and become the thought police. We don't need to track everybody's movements. We don't need to do any of that. Look, Kurt, if we highlight the riots on TV every single day, and we make that kind of the underscore of our lives, then you're going to have more of it. Copycats are going to run around. It's just going to be the quote order of the day. But if the media would quit focusing on these riots and focus on the good news, the good things in America, we could really change the game. And I think that these movements would peter out. But what you got is a bunch of provocateurs behind the scenes, tied in with the communist movement, tied in with all kinds of groups that have this agenda to agitate and to make this mainstream. And Americans, I would pray, would be smart enough to stop it. But I'm telling you, if we really want to make a difference, we have got to highlight in the media the truth. If the American people get the information they need, I believe the people are smart and they will decide to stand for peace. The problem is allowing the American people to get the information in the first place. And I'm telling you right now, when you have CNN and Fox and all these big mainstream press groups in the mix, they agitate. They pretend they don't, but they keep it front and center all the time. And we've gone from Ferguson, a tiny city, to Baltimore, a much bigger city, to now riots in New York and Seattle. And I'm telling you right now, if we're not careful, it's going to be all over the country. And the way we stop it is we educate people about what the real problems are and what the real solutions are. All right, 50 Shades of Subterfuge, Kurt. This is very strange story, and I got a couple of things to say about this, but you can roll with the details first, huh?
Well, what you've got, Sam, yeah, you know, we have an America in the world, you know, basically, you know, this kind of, well, just a completely like fiat money. We've got fiat love and all that kind of stuff. But in this case, this guy, 68-year-old Frenchman, he faces what they call, well, they're called rape charges, but they're called rape by... what is the phrase they use? Like surprise. Yeah, surprise rape. Now, they say the reason for this is what happened was in his search for female companionship, if you will, he identified himself online as like this 37-year-old male model and, you know, put a picture or whatever up there. And at these different web, I don't know if you call them dating sites or whatever. So this 68-year-old, fat, balding, you know, short guy, basically put himself up as a 37-year-old male model. And, you know, then tried to attract, female companionship and, you know, some bit, if you will. And then found out later that he was who he really was, and so then they were upset, and you know, they wanted, I guess, the courts to fix things, and so that's why they say he faces this rape by surprise, or you know, that kind of
thing. So let me get this straight.
In his defense, he says, well, you know, these people consented. What part of the deal was that they were supposed to show up at his apartment and then blindfold themselves. I guess this is part of the whole movie thing, you know, blindfold themselves and, you know, participate in these activities.
Yeah, and so here's what I'm getting at, Kurt. So let me make sure I understand this. So here's the deal. We put out this thing kind of anonymously, and we say, hey, females, you can just go have sex with a model in secret, and you can have this abusive sex, okay? And you're going to agree to have this abusive sex, and you're going to come in. You're going to voluntarily cruise to my location, have sex with a complete stranger under the guise that it's like a very sexy, perfect model. And you're going to come in and have this abusive sex relationship. I don't know if you even call it a relationship, but whatever. And so they get there. They voluntarily blindfold themselves. They get physically involved. I'll just stop there. And then somehow they find out that this guy isn't who he says he was. And so now they say it's surprise rape because, well, they expect to have sex with a sexy model. And it didn't turn out that way. The guy's goofy. He's not the age he says he was. He's not, you know, anything that he says he was. It was a total lie. And I guess my response to that, Kurt, is I don't accept this at all. Is it wrong for him to do this? Without question. Without question, it's wrong. But these females, though, seeking sex with a complete stranger, based on some psychotic movie plot, based on abuse, based on immorality, I don't want to say they deserve what they get, Kurt, because no one deserves to be treated like that. But I am saying to you, Kurt, that at some point, if we're going to set aside our morals, then all bets are off, Kurt. In fact, what if this guy just starts claiming the women weren't as beautiful and sexy and as agreeable and obedient as they should be? Because remember, this whole abusive sex thing has to do with, hey, if she agrees to the contract, she has to do whatever he says, Kurt. Now, I don't agree with those kind of relationships at all. But how do we in our society say men can't marry wives and love them and treat them kindly? Because, by golly, that's like a white wing, extremist, Christian, keep your woman under your thumb, barefoot and pregnant all the time, outdated idea. Women should be free to do whatever they want. And then you get into these abusive relationships and, well, so the guy lied to her. I mean, if you can agree to have sex to all kinds of perversions, Kurt, why can't you just add lying to the mix and deceiving someone?
You know, Sam, occasionally when we're doing a story, you'll think of a song that kind of fits, the story. And, you know, one listener mentioned to me yesterday that he was, he liked that one. What was it called? Bike, riding a bike or whatever.
Yeah, bicycle, yeah.
And, I had never heard that song, but
it's
anyway, this
Queen,
individual
Kurt.
Said, yeah, I know, after you told me. But this individual said, man, I really like that song. But,
all right. Well, then I'll bust out.
The ones that I was thinking that fits this is the song called Looking for Love. Remember the
in
one?
In All the
said?
Wrong Places?
Yeah, that's right.
Heard that.
You know, but, you know, it just, I mean, it's really, it goes to the point, though, that really that's what God has made us, men and women, to do, and that is to try to find a mate that we can
live
with.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Kurt.
And,
let me just tell you something
know,
very clear.
Kind of thing.
When
sure.
you obey the commandments of God, you're going to have a family. You're going to have loved ones. You're going to have people who genuinely care. When you do what you're not supposed to, Kurt, you're going to end up perfectly lonely. That's what I'm talking about. See, John Mayer sings a song about being perfectly lonely. And I submit to you that it's because of their actions, Kurt. So these poor women are looking for love, no doubt. They're not going to find it. All right, you got John Mayer chiming in. Listen to the words for a second to make this point, okay?
To be
listen carefully.
A simple little kind of free. Nothing to do, no one but me. And that's all I need.
School in American Fork, where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here.
Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I absolutely got all tied up and trying to play DJ and ruin the broadcast is what I did. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you get when you don't have a real board op. You just have Sam Bushman pressing all the buttons and trying to talk at the same time. As I was saying before the rude interruption, John Mayer sings a song about being perfectly lonely.
I'm perfectly lonely.
Lonely. I don't belong to anyone, and no one belongs to me. And he starts out by talking about how he lives an immoral life, Kurt. And he talks about how he basically ruined his game around town by being unkind to people, by treating love like it's just a game, by abusing people, Kurt. In other words, love isn't something that you just get your jollies and not care about the results. Love is something that you hold dear. Love is something that you treasure. Love is something that you, give and get in a kind, gentle sort of way. It's something that you strive for. And it's not just for your own gratification. Okay, and that's the problem that these women have, Kurt. As you wisely said, they're looking for love in all the wrong places. And they're going to wind up perfectly lonely, my friend. Okay, 50 shades of subterfuge. The bottom line is this guy deceived him into having sex with him. But, Kurt, what female, and this is kind of a question that I really have. Think about our society. Think about how I tell you that society is just melting down everywhere. What kind of a female would say, I am going to, because I saw this movie. And in the movie, this man is very sexy, very controlling, very whatever you want to say. And I'm going to try to create this pattern in my own life. I'm so lonely, so confused, so immoral, that I'm going to give away what's most precious, as the scriptures talk about it. One's virtue. And I'm going to be involved with a perfect stranger. And I'm going to be involved in a sexual relationship that has abuse written all over it. And I'm going to do this voluntarily. And when the abuse turns out to be not the kind of abuse that I want, in other words, not whips and chains, but deception, then they want to run around and cry surprise rape. I'm not at all justifying the actions of this man. I think it's evil and wrong, and I think he belongs in prison, Kurt. However, what kind of a female, what kind of a woman would put herself in that position in the first place? To literally go to a stranger's apartment, go inside, put a blindfold on, and do, in my opinion, one of the most personal acts, one of the most sacred acts, one of the most private acts under an abuse-type scenario with a perfect stranger, and then cry foul when the abuse isn't exactly the abuse they bargained for. What kind of females would do that, Kurt? What kind of daughters of God would think so deceptively or so confused that that's the kind of relationship they would seek in the first place? And that they would subject themselves to that kind of a thing in the first place? What on earth has gone on in our society? And this just shows the low we've gone to. Okay, I mean, they don't even know this person. There's no communication except for, hey, you ready to have sex in the dark with this weird psychotic contract abuse sex scenario? And women voluntarily go in and get involved in that, and then they cry foul when it doesn't go the way they hoped? Kurt, I don't even comprehend what we're discussing here. But I'm telling you right now that you think that's going to anger the Almighty. I'm convinced. Absolutely. It's just wow. So, Kurt, I don't mean to be rude. I feel sorry for these women. Not really because they got, quote, surprise raped, if that's the term we're going to use for this. I think that's a psychotic idea in the first place. Not because they were deceived or wronged or anything. But because what would drive a person to be so lonely to look for love in, as you wisely said, all the wrong places? What do you think, Kurt? Any thoughts on this?
You know, it is, you
it
know,
boggles the mind.
Kind of a, yeah. It does, and yet it, you know, it is pretty simple when you really look at it. That the God of heaven has made us men and women. You know, and those are the two types that we're dealing with here, men and women. So in that, they're supposed to have this strong desire to mate, and then in the following God's plan to basically have a family, to be together and to be you know, loyal to each other. When that is done, some of the, well, if not the most valuable blessings that the God of heaven has placed for us are available to men and women. When it's not, you have a complete, well, societal breakdown of, you know, all that is very precious and lost, and you just see this in so many instances. And yet on the other hand, I simply want to point out, I mean, that's why we, when we find those stories of old 74-year marriages, or, you know, whatever like that, we want to point those out because those are the, well, the goal, the desired effect. And I would point out that anybody, even this 60-year-old man who, you know, faked like he was a 37-year-old guy, and any of these women, they could stop and they could change right now, and they could move forward with their lives, and they could be, well, as the Savior said to the one woman who was brought to him, you know, he said, go and sin no more. And, you know, that is the good news, that we can all do that and have a better life. And, you know, just like our government, even though it's, you know, some would say, man, just completely out of control, or we've lost our ways, and we've, you know, this huge amount of debt and all this other stuff. Well, yeah, that's where we find ourselves. But the fact is, we could take it from right here, right now, and begin to make changes and move forward and restore constitutional government and freedom and liberty. And, you know, the good news is that can be done.
The good news of the Prince of Peace. Kurt, I just want to add to what you've said, because I think this is important. I want to speak to all the lonely women out there, okay? I believe that there is a home for you in the Christian religion. And I'm not here to tell you what church to go to, all right? I'm not. But I am telling you that there are, God loves you. Your Father in heaven who created you absolutely loves you as his daughter. And if you turn to Christian ways of morality, you will receive protection. You won't end up with surprise rapes, okay? I'm not going to say something bad can never happen to anybody. I'm just saying that you won't be putting yourselves in positions where trouble can happen. You go to a bar and you get drunk, and, well, very likely you're going to have trouble. You decide to go have sex in this weird scenario with a perfect stranger, and you know what? It's likely to go wrong, okay? And so I would like to encourage you to turn to Christian guidelines in your life. As Benjamin Franklin called them, governing values. I would like you to realize that, you know what, I know you're lonely, but you can find friendship, you can find service, you can find involvement, you can plug into, if you will, a virtual family. I don't mean virtual like fake one. I mean a new family of Christians. And you can through service, you can become much less lonely. And you just might find love with a person who would share those Christian values. But it starts with going to church, not the bar. it starts with going on a courtship dates with Christians, not 50 Shades of Grey, blindfold sex with strangers. Okay. And so I want to just reach out to all of you and say there is hope and there are answers. And I'm telling you where to turn for that hope and for those answers. Okay. And I really feel sad, most of all, not because of this story, but because of what's really going on in the hearts and the minds of people everywhere. This man must be lonely as well. And they're not going to find happiness or stability or safety or companionship through immorality. They're going to find it through the relationships God has set up. First, the family. Secondly, the church. To give support to one another. God has set up these institutions to give strength and encouragement. It reminds me of Logs on a Fire. To just end the hour with kind of a little anecdotal scenario. When all the logs are on the fire, they burn together and burn bright. When a log gets taken off the fire and set aside, it doesn't take very long for that heat, flame, warmth, comfort, stability, companionship, or whatever you want to call it, to grow dim and eventually go out. If you want the feelings of friendship and love and appreciation and respect and service and all those things, if you want a, quote, sense of belonging, it happens in the family. And if your family is broken down through bad choices, etc., then the church. And I'm not even here to tell you at all which church to go to, okay? I'm just telling you that's where peace and safety is found. Are the people there perfect? Oh, no. The church is made for sinners, folks. So I'm not telling you everybody there is perfect. But I am telling you that that is your best place on this earth to find peace. By the way, the church I go to, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has one of the largest women's organizations in the world. Okay, that's just one option. If you're a Catholic, you know what? Find your love and support in the Catholic Church. If you're Baptist, I'm not here to try to tell you to join my religion. I am here to tell you where love, companionship, friendship, a sense of belonging truly is. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just thought would bring that to your attention. 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up. We the people can and will restore America, but you got to get involved. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com. We can restore America because this nation shall endure.